Next door to Somalia, in Ethiopia, the focus is on sports. The country is hosting this year's African Athletics Championships. Lots of the continent's top track and field athletes are in Addis Ababa. So is Farai Mungazi. He's the host of Fast Track, a program about sports in Africa on the BBC World Service. And he's currently at the Addis Ababa Stadium for the championships. Farai, most Americans aren't familiar with this competition, but it's a big, big deal in Africa. What sports are we talking about?
Well, it is athletics we're talking about, and it is a big deal in Africa because it features all the African countries. It's a major event for them, especially this year, which is an Olympic year. A lot of the athletes using this to prepare for Beijing.
Are the great African long-distance runners competing at these championships?
Some of them are, but some of them aren't. I mean, for instance, Kenenisa Bekele, who is the reigning Olympic 10,000 meters champion, he's not here. In fact, he pulled out at the last minute because he felt that if he competed in this event, it would really jeopardize his chances for Beijing because he won the World Cross Country Championships just a few weeks ago in Scotland. Haile Gebrselassie, for instance, he's not competing because he's also shaping up for Beijing. But in his absence, the Ethiopians have come up with some terrific names, and we've just seen Meseleg Melkamu winning the women's 5,000 meters, beating the Olympic champion. Just goes to show that there's so much depth in the Ethiopian athletics.
What other track and field events do Africans dominate in?
When you talk about the sprinters, you look at Nigeria and Ghana. In fact, Olusoji Fashuba, who won the men's 100 meters a few hours ago, he is the reigning world indoor champion. And then we had Aziz Zakari before his failed drug test from Ghana. He was also a useful competitor, making two Olympic finals. So there's a lot of sprinting talent in West Africa, East Africa, middle and long distance, and then Southern Africa, especially South Africa. It's the field events.
As long as you're on the subject of doping, Farai, here in the U.S., track and field has been caught up, as you know, in the steroid scandal. Has that been a big factor among African runners?
Not really. In the last few years, we've had a couple of cases. The one I'm talking about, the most high profile, involving Aziz Zakari, the sprinter from Ghana. But really, drugs are not a major issue in when it comes to Africa.
Maybe the Africans just don't need them.
Well, I think they would say that. In fact, funny you should ask that question, because I did have an interview 2 days ago with an athlete from Ghana, and she's the Ghana number two, the sprinter. And I said to her, look, do you ever get tempted to take drugs? And she said, look, to be honest with you, yes, I've been tempted several times. But every time I think about my name, I think about my parents, and I don't want to disgrace anybody. I don't want to disgrace my country. But she said to me, the temptation is very, very big.
Also in Addis Ababa, there's a new African Athletics Hall of Fame and a rather impressive crowd of African sports legends were just inducted. Who was there and what was the scene like?
This is something that I think a lot of people in Africa would say, was long overdue. But this year, the Confederation of African Athletics inducted every African who's won an Olympic title or a world title, and every African who's won who set a world record. So we're talking about, the likes of Abebe Bikila. I don't know whether you remember him, but he's the African who won the marathon in Tokyo in 1964 and Rome in 1960, and he was running barefoot at the time. And he's a legend here in Ethiopia. And you're looking at the likes of Frankie Fredericks from Namibia, Maria Mutola, 8 times world indoor champion.
I can feel the energy in the background there at the Addis Ababa Stadium, Farai. How excited are the Ethiopians by these African athletics championships? Are they just turning out in numbers trying to get into the stadium?
Well, they are absolutely on fire for their, Ethiopia, remember, is a nation that is so proud of its athletics pedigree. And really, we came into the stadium, 2 hours before competition started, and the stadium was packed, and we're talking about 25,000 people. You should have been here, for the women's 5,000 meters, because when Mr. Defa, the local hero, walked into the stadium, it was like they were cheering a football team going onto the field. It was just remarkable how they love their athletics here.
Brilliant. Farai Mungazi hosts Fast Track, the African sports program on the BBC World Service. Farai, great speaking with you. Thanks.
Lovely. Cheers.